Adriana Hernandez remembers the day well. It was the 17th of October 2013 and she was at work in Lithgow, 150 kilometres west of Sydney, when she was told to go home early. A bushfire was threatening her workplace and it wasn't safe to stay. She rushed back to her home in the Blue Mountains, but a fire truck was blocking access to her house.
And as I'm pulling into the main street, I just see this red, massive cloud, and it was just well alight, and the road was closed, and there was smoke everywhere, and cops and fire trucks trying to get through, and everybody just pulled over. Nobody's getting through.
That was the first she'd heard about the fire in her suburb at Winmalee.
I had no idea. We didn't know if, you know, we had a house. And I remember I went to sleep at my in-laws. I shared a bed with my then 2-year-old and I held her hand and I thought, well, if I don't have a house, at least I got this.
Her house survived, but many of her neighbours' houses didn't. Hundreds of buildings were destroyed in the fires. Two people lost their lives in what has been described as the worst bushfires in the state of New South Wales in 70 years. And Blue Mountains local Adriana is sure this won't be the last time.
I already cleaned my gutters. I'm ready. I got my little stash of important things and documents and valuables all together. So in case we need to evacuate, I just grab a couple of things and just leave.
Australia's national science body, the CSIRO and the Bureau of Meteorology, released a report earlier this year showing that as greenhouse gases continue to rise, Australia is on track for increasingly extreme weather events. This includes hotter days, heat waves and longer droughts that produce the perfect conditions for bushfires. But it can also lead to more tropical storms such as cyclones and floods in other parts of the continent. It was a blustery, rainy night in Wollongong, a small regional city south of Sydney, as local residents filed into the town hall to hear scientists talk about the risks of climate change to their local area.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you also for coming out on this wet night.
And there was much grim news.
This picture is a picture of Australia's hottest day, 7th of January 2013. On this day, the Bureau of Meteorology had to come up with a new colour. I'm glad I wasn't in the Flinders Ranges that day. They hadn't had to use the purple colour, which is over 54 degrees, before.
The first speaker was Professor Leslie Hughes from Macquarie University. She's a member of the Climate Council, an independent organisation that emerged after the federal government axed its own climate research body.
Well, Australia's considered the most vulnerable developed country to the impacts of climate change, and that's partly because we already have a highly variable and very dry and hot climate. So climate change is just going to make that worse.
So what can we expect with a 3-degree temperature rise?
More bushfires, more intense tropical cyclones, longer, hotter, earlier heat waves, continued changes in rainfall patterns, probably drying in the southern part of the continent and possibly continuing to get wetter in the northern part of the continent. And it's these extremes of weather that really cause the impacts.
The Blue Mountains fire was unusual in that it happened so early in the season, in October during spring, not during the hottest part of summer. Professor Leslie Hughes says the bushfire season in Australia is starting earlier and lasting longer, and there aren't enough firefighters to cope with the threat.
So we're, you know, very often seeing bushfires in October now, going through till March, and that's reducing the window of opportunity for hazard reduction burning. It's also reducing, as our bushfire seasons get longer at the same time as the Northern Hemisphere bushfire seasons are getting longer, the sharing of equipment like water bombing helicopters, etc., which we share with our counterparts in the Northern Hemisphere, is becoming more problematic, so that resources are going to be constrained.
Jim Casey is the New South Wales Secretary of the Fire Brigade Employees Union and a member of the Australian Firefighters Climate Alliance. He says climate change is making the job of firefighting more difficult and more dangerous.
Look, for us it's quite a serious question of workplace safety. This is the world is our workplace really, and It's a dangerous enough place as is. Anything which increases those risks is something we take very, very seriously.
And he warns Australia will see a severe bushfire season this summer.
All of the indications are it's going to be a particularly severe one. We are going to see more incredibly destructive fires, particularly on the eastern seaboard of Australia, over the coming years. That's just a fact. The real question now is whether we're going to let things get even worse or whether we start to take action to address this at its root.
The Black Saturday bushfires in Victoria in 2009 were described as a firestorm that killed 173 people, many of whom tried to shelter in their own homes for protection. After Black Saturday, a new threat level was introduced onto the signs that line the roadsides of most rural and regional areas, warning about the daily fire threat. The new category is catastrophic. The Climate Council says since 2009, there's been an increase in the number of days where the temperature and weather pose a catastrophic fire risk. Since the devastating fires in Victoria and New South Wales, new building codes have also been introduced, requiring all new homes in bushfire-prone areas to be built to be more resistant to fire. Alan Green is a PhD student at the Sustainable Buildings Research Centre at the University of Wollongong.
Making the building ember tight, so leaving, covering any gaps or cracks that may allow flying embers to enter the building and ignite it, using non-combustible building materials and protecting windows and doors from bushfire attack. And my research is looking at sprinkler systems to sort of assist these existing methods or in some cases potentially to replace them.
The Australian government is taking to Paris a pledge to cut greenhouse gas emissions by 26% from 2005 levels by 2030. Professor Leslie Hughes from the Climate Council says this is not ambitious enough for a country that will so keenly feel the impacts of climate change.
So all countries have vulnerabilities. We have many, many. You know, we have $200 billion worth of infrastructure at risk on the coast from a 1 metre sea level and storm surges. Our Murray-Darling Basin, where 40% of our food is produced, is getting drier and is most likely to continue to get drier, threatening our things like wheat exports. So if anything, we should be being more ambitious than the rest of the world, not less.
Professor Leslie Hughes adds that climate change poses many risks to the Australian continent. She points out that while bushfires devastate many communities, in the week before Black Saturday, some 340 people died from heat stress, double the number that were killed in the bushfire. Jennifer Macy, DW, The Blue Mountains.